exams.
No, not at all. Don't ever take a dream as a sign that something bad or good is about to happen. It's just a dream. However, it could mean that you're afraid that something terrible will happen. Our dreams just reflect what is going on inside us.
Well, that's a relief. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
Good luck on your exams, Margot. Our next caller is Simon Grant.
Hello, Dr. Walker.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks.
So, Simon, you've got a dream you want to tell us about?
I sure do. Last night I had this incredible dream. I was flying like a bird.
Wow, that's great.
I have no idea where I was, but the view was absolutely fantastic.
I'll bet.
And the higher I flew, the more beautiful it was. It put me in a great mood.
Nice.
When I woke up, I felt really optimistic. Anyway, I can't help thinking it's a sign that something good is going to happen.
Whoa, I don't want to disappoint you, Simon. That was a terrific dream, but just as I told Margot, dreams don't predict the future.
Oh.
However, they can reflect how we're feeling about things at the moment. Have you experienced something recently that you really feel good about?
Well, as a matter of fact, I got a big promotion at work last week.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to get started.
Well, Simon, that might explain your dream.
How's that?
You're happy about your success and excited about your new responsibilities. Your dream may just be an expression of how you feel about your life right now.
Oh, that makes sense. Thanks, Dr. Walker. That's very interesting.
Well, that's about all the time we have this week. Thanks, Dr. Walker.
Thank you.
Page 58. Exercise D. Listening. Compare and contrast. Listen to the two calls again. Then, after each call, summarize and compare and contrast.
Good morning, and welcome to Psychology and You. Today, we're here with Dr. Max Walker of the Chapman Institute to talk about dreams. What do your dreams mean? What can they tell us? Call us if you've got a dream to share at 555-8787. Thank you for being with us today, Dr. Walker.
My pleasure.
Our first caller is Margot Edmonds. Go ahead, Margot.
Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Hello, Margot. So you've got a dream to tell us about?
Yes, I do. Well, for about 2 weeks, I've been having this dream that I'm falling.
Mm-hmm.
Night after night, it's the same thing. I'm falling into a dark, endless tunnel.
I see.
There's absolutely nothing I can do to stop falling. I feel so helpless. It's really terrifying.
Of course.
When I wake up, my heart is pounding. The dream always shakes me up. I mean, I have this nervous, worried feeling for the rest of the day, as if something terrible is about to happen.
Is there something in particular, Margot, that you've been worried about in the last month or so?
Well, I'm not really sure. Well, come to think of it, yes. I have exams coming up, and I guess I'm really nervous that I won't pass them.
Well, Margot, it's possible that your dream expresses your fear of failure and your insecurity about the exams.
Are you sure? I think the dream is telling me that I'm going to fail the